About 250 years ago, on my 30th birthday, my parents bought me a Pavoni espresso coffee machine. The Pavoni is the Harley Davidson of coffee machines. It's built to tolerances of about plus or minus half an inch, which makes it incredibly easy to service and repair. Just get the parts somewhere near each other and the thing will work. Now, many times I've thought about replacing this 29-year-old tank. In fact, the last time was a couple of months ago when I descaled it. Afterwards, the coffee tasted dreadful. It took me a good few days to realize that I'd used the wrong kind of vinegar to clean it. During the couple of days that its head was on the block, however, I went through something that I can only describe as withdrawal symptoms. And it wasn't from the coffee. I used instant coffee instead, of course. Here was this old warhorse that I'd managed to repair more than once, about to be replaced by a machine that it would be impossible for me to do more than make coffee. If, and more probably when, it broke down, I would have to take it to a repair center, where doubtless they would tell me it would be far cheaper to buy a new one. Repair is a dying art. Now, apart from any nostalgia, of which I may be guilty, and nostalgia tends to increase in proportion to the number of years over which you have to nostalge, I think that repairing something gives us a sense of achievement that merely producing our credit cards fails to do by miles. But I think there's also a deeper reason here as well. This world was made to be fixed. When God created this world, he didn't create it as a complete, finished entity. Instead, he extruded it from a single rock. That rock sits about a half a mile from where I'm recording this, on a small hill, the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. From that one rock, the rest of the universe expanded. At a certain point, God said the Hebrew word, die, which means enough. In other words, the potential for more exists in this world, but God said enough. God intended the world that it should be left lacking, incomplete, and that mankind, we, would have the opportunity and the obligation to bring it to its completion. The world can be and needs to be fixed. One of the ways that this latent motivation to fix the world emerges is in the ecology movement. Judaism has always recognized that mankind has the ability to build the world or to destroy it. In fact, ecology has always been a central and fundamental part of Jewish thought. However, there exists a deeper side to ecology than is generally understood. The Jewish concept of ecology is that when I do a mitzvah, when I do one of God's commandments, be it a simple action, by acting kindly, by a prayer, I elevate not just myself, but the world's ecosystem along with me. My desire to fix my espresso machine is none other than my aspiration to fix the world, masquerading as a cup of coffee. L'chaim.
www.rabbisinclair.com